Good morning and welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me in studio is my executive assistant, Morgan Murphy. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here again on a bright Friday morning.
Of course.
Appreciate it. We had a busy week, didn't we?
Very busy week, yes.
Pretty crazy. Okay. This is the Friday version of Jump in Tucson, where we talk about business success stories. And each day we have a different format. On Monday is our Wonder Series with University of Arizona. General Ted Maxwell hosts Tuesdays for us, Engagement Tuesday. Grant Kruger hosts Food for Thought on Wednesday. And Tom Moulton hosts Southern Arizona Attractions, sponsored by Visit Tucson, on Thursday. And so on Fridays, we talk about organizations and companies that have done good work in Tucson. Our guests this morning are Colonel Cesar Rico Rodriguez. Good morning, Cesar.
Good morning, Ed.
Good to see you again. And our good friend Raymond Smith, Senior Vice President of Indy Realty. Good morning.
How you doing, Ed?
You used to be on the radio, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I had a radio show.
What was the name of that show?
My radio show name was I Am Real Estate.
we're laughing because the last time Ray was on the show, we tried to recall the name of his show, and neither of us could remember. And Matt had to run and go get a coffee cup with the name, and he got an immediate text from Sandra saying, you cannot forget the name of our radio show.
So I wrote it down.
Yeah. Well, Rico, good to see you again. We go back a little bit. We've known each other for a while. And before we get started talking about Splash 3 and so forth, let's talk just a quick little bit about Cesar Rodriguez and Rico. And we were just talking about all the guys out at the base when you guys were all active colonels out at the base. There was four of you that were kind of five, I guess, that were actually running things out there. Mike and Dewey and Scott and yourself.
Yeah. And the other Mike Korchek.
Well, yeah. So tell us a little bit about why you're in Tucson and why you're run as a commander out at the Davis Monthan Air Force Base.
So in 2004, I had the privilege to come to Davis Monthan in Tucson to be the mission support group commander at Davis Monthan. And over the course of those 2 years, I established a phenomenal friendship with the community of Tucson. I always tell people that if you haven't been influenced by Dorothy Finley, then you missed out. And I would say that between Dorothy Finley, the Boys Chorus, the DM50, that community truly helped my wife and I to make a decision that was the right decision for our family, which was to make Tucson our home. And the kids were able to graduate and go from there. So that privilege, serving in uniform, but at the same time, partnering with the community is really where the seeds started for what we're doing today.
Great. And Ray, you two were in service. By the way, thank you both for your service to our country.
You're welcome.
And so we've talked before. You're just a man about 1,000 different organizations that you're involved in. Probably the most high-profile one is your involvement with the Arizona Bowl.
Yes, sir.
But you helped me with MLK, the Martin Luther King Basketball Tournament for Coaches for Charity, and we do lots of other things together. Tell us a little bit about your service for our country and why you're in Tucson.
Well, I'm retired E-8, was a senior master sergeant out at Davis Monthan. I've been there. I was a weapons troop, always a weapons troop, and I've been there for 22 years and wound up being the sortie generation flight chief, which is responsible for all the aircraft maintenance out at Davis Monthan. Retired in 2004, and like Rico, I knew this is where I wanted to be, but I didn't learn till later on that the community is just so great place to be, that there's so much to do and so many people to help. It was so exciting to be a part of it. And I don't think I'm doing enough, to be honest with you. I just always do so much more I can do. Our community is so great, and we have so many people out there willing to help us, help the community. And I just want to be a part of it. And this main reason for being a part of this Splash 3 Foundation with with Colonel Rodriguez,
yes.
My buddy.
So, Rico, 20 years ago this year, you had your start at Davis Monthan, and now you've started something called Splash 3 Foundation a couple years ago. And but done some amazing work. So tell us what Splash 3 means.
So Splash 3 was a brainchild of my son, the architect. He graduated from the U of A. As I was preparing to retire, we talked about this at a dinner table, and the conversation went kind of like, so you're going to retire. What are you going to do? And I said, well, I think I'm going to set up a consulting firm. And then my son said, Dad, everybody uses the RICO term. RICO's not going to work. You need to be unique. And he reminded me of what was very unique, which was Splash 3. And so in my Air Force career, since the Vietnam era, I am the only American fighter pilot with 3 air-to-air kills in 2 different wars.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said Splash 3 is going to stand out a lot more than the RICO consulting firm. And so we started that journey as an initial consulting firm. And then Splash 3 grew into a community charity. And we're now a 501c3 approved nonprofit. And our charity work focuses on 2 groups in Tucson. In the fall, we focus on veterans and their charities. And then in the spring, we focus on children and local charities.
That's great. That's great. What a nice transition. And that's the genesis then of Splash 3 and what that means. And
it
so,
is.
Ray, what are some of the things that Splash 3 does as you do veterans transitions? What kind of things are you working on?
Well, we're working on what we do. We have 2 golf tournaments twice a year. And the one in December is focused mainly on getting funds to donate to 2 worthy charities. Every charity that we donate to is local to Tucson. That's the first thing we want. All charities are located in Tucson. So we find 2 charities in December that we vote on. And in April, we find 2 charities that we work on. He put up Bert Clock. I'm like, I don't know what that means. And in April, we find out 2 charities that are local to children or to families. So we have a golf tournament at whatever resort golf tournament, and then we sit there and have these events. So right now, I let Rico talk about all the things, all of our accomplishment, but I would like to talk about the fact that this started with just a bunch of guys who just wanted to golf and really wanted to just help the community. We knew that we were blessed. We were all veterans. We were all retired. We're like, hey, how do we help people who aren't as blessed as we are? And then we came up with this golf tournament, and then from there, it came to a 501c, thanks to Rico.
Great. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what Splash 3 has done in this short period of time that you've created this 501c3, and over the last 5 years, what you've been able to do for the community, specifically those people in transition. So when we come back after the break, we'll talk about this great golf tournament coming up next Friday, and we'll talk about what Splash 3 does. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1038. I'm The Voice, Tucson's only live local news and talk. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am Dr. Ed Ackerley. Your host with me is my executive assistant, Morgan Murphy. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
We were just talking about the crazy week we've had and so many events that we've gone to. Plus, you're a master's student and you're in your finals and starting your presentations and all that. It's
yes,
crazy
it's
for
been...
both of us. And I got finals coming up for the University of Arizona students I teach.
Yeah.
About 500 students. So
wow.
It's just a crazy, crazy, crazy month for us.
Yes.
But, thanks for being here, and thanks for last night. You did great representing Jump in Tucson and Acrobat Advertising. I appreciate that. And congratulations on your big win
at
Mingle Bells last night. Morgan was the big winner of the passes for 4 to Disneyland. So,
yeah, I know. Isn't that cool? I love Disneyland.
she's excited about going to Disneyland. So, I shouldn't have said that real loud because if Zach's listening, he doesn't know you got the tickets. So.
Yeah, he doesn't know. It's a surprise.
it's a surprise. Sorry. Hi, Zach. Good morning, Zach. Sorry I ruined your surprise. Hey, with us this morning are Raymond Smith and Cesar Rico Rodriguez. They are the instigators of the of the Splash 3 Foundation Golf Tournament. So tell us a little, Rico, about how a couple of guys got together to play some golf, and now all of a sudden you have lots of people ready to go out and play golf next Friday.
Yeah, so as Ray mentioned, we started out as a group that recognized that we have been blessed, and things have been going well for us, and then it was an instant bond to how do we help others. And the first time we came together, we rallied around Women Warriors, a local mm-hmm. Tucson charity that supports our women veterans, and we raised some money for them, and it became kind of like that aha moment for the collective group. And then as the collective group said, what do we want to do next? We then became the board of directors. So Ray is a member of our board. Dewey Holmes, Mike Korchek.
Amanda, I know those guys.
My daughter, Amanda Rodriguez, and myself, we are the board. We're a board of five, and we're an approved 501c3. And we have committed to hosting two events every year. The fall event is focused around veterans and toy drives. Mm-hmm. And then the spring event is focused around children charities and books and backpacks and school supplies.
Cool.
So we've kept that model going. And so we're very happy to share that next Friday on the 13th of December. It's not a bad day. It's a great day for us.
It's a great day,
We will host 180 golfers at the Star Pass property, where we will raise money for two veteran charities, Esperanza en Escalante and Healing Arizona Veterans. And then we will also donate toys to three toy partners, Operation Warm Heart at Davis-Monthan, the Zion Christmas Mall, and then El Milagro en el Barrio, or Miracle en el Barrio. So those will be our three toy partners.
That's great. So, Ray, we've got about 180 golfers signed up for this. That's a huge tournament. You've got, what do you got, three courses, three nine-hole courses?
Yeah, nine-hole courses that's there, and 180. We have a bunch of things. We have a hole-in-one possibility. We have a putting possibility for winnings. We are going to have a silent auction. We're also going to have raffles with some great gifts. We have some great partners. One of them is Ed Ackerley's advertising. Let everybody know about that. But we have some great partners. But I think the thing that I want to emphasize is that I want Rico to be the one to tell you how much we've raised over the last couple of years. But my thing is that we want this tournament to be a premier event in December. We want people to feel like, hey, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be a part of in December. So we're trying to make sure we have sponsors who want to be with us year after year so that we can make sure that we make this, just like the Arizona Bowl on the 28th, make December. Right. Hey, that's going to be the Veterans, Splash Free Veterans Golf Tournament. Let's go make sure we make it there.
Yeah. And Rico, to that, you've done really good work and for being in a 501c3 situation for just a few short years. You've already made a significant impact. And so tell us a little bit about how much has been donated in the last 5 years.
Yeah, so financially, we've donated a little over $63,000.
Amazing.
You know, depending on how you do the value of backpacks and school supplies and toys, probably another $10,000 to that, to those various groups. Our goal here at this tournament, and I'll be pushing it out there right now, If we make our $40,000 goal, then that puts us as a charity over $100,000 donated.
Great. That's congratulations on that. That's fantastic. You know, I was telling you earlier that, you know, I got involved with doing Thanksgiving boxes. We did 155 of them. And, you know, you wonder sometimes, is this effort worth it? Is this all this stuff that we're doing for this golf tournament, is it worth it? And raising money and getting toys and getting backpacks and so forth. When you award those to those kids, to those families, it's okay, it's worth it.
It's... Yeah, very emotionally charging.
Mm-hmm. If I may say, I think what we wanted to do this year, we talked with some of the charities that we definitely need our board members to be a part of when they go and deliver these things. So just to see the faces of the kids and things like that, and have some of our golfers go out there and see that. And sometimes it's a distance from what you're doing. You're happy that you're donating.
Right.
But when you see the efforts and the effect that you have, It just makes you motivated to do it next year. When I did last year, doing it for the Arizona Bowl, I knew you had some of the charities come through. And after that, I'm like, I'm not leaving. I'm definitely going to make sure that I can be there next year. Don't know if I can make it happen more, but I'm darn sure going to try.
Yeah, you know, it's that personal connection. I have a point of personal privilege here. We've done Coaches for Charity for 15 years, and we had a couple big banquets. You know, we had different speakers speak and so forth. And I have a young son who's playing football for Saguaro at the time. And, you know, I'm putting time and effort, and this is, you know, major time commitment and a lot of effort. And at the end of the banquet, he walked up to me, you know, with his team. He says, "Dad, that was the best thing I've ever been to in my life."
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, he's been around the world with the Boys Chorus. He's, you know, done so many millions of things. And so it does, when you touch people's lives with veterans and transition and kids, their kids, and you know, when, as you guys both know, when you guys join the service, it's not you, it's your family that joins with you.
That's right.
And they're affected by everything that you do. And so if you can reach out to some airmen and some other people that need some help in their family, it's pretty powerful.
That's right. And also, this is that time of year that you need to be a stronger community. And so being able to reach out helps us make Tucson a better place.
Right.
Doesn't hurt to get 18 in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we're talking with Ray Smith from Indy Realty, Senior Vice President of Indy Realty, a former sergeant in the Air Force, and Colonel, now retired, Rico Rodriguez, who ran one of the divisions out at Davis-Monthan for several years. And this Splash Free Foundation golf tournament is next Friday. You know, I realize you got a full house already, but if people want to help, they can still contact you, Rico, and donate. They can do T-signs. They can give you money. They can give you toys. They can give you backpacks for next spring. There's so many ways they can get involved. So how would they get a hold of you?
The best way is Rico, R-I-C-O, at splash3.com.
Okay.
I will send you our flyer. There'll be information there that'll help you connect the dots. And yes, we would love to get some more toys, some more money, so that we can give that out to the charities. Right. And then, of course, we'll be announcing next week, and we'll announce it first today, May 16th next year. We will be doing our charity tournament for children and local charities, and that'll be at Arizona National.
Oh, great.
And so we're very excited to already have a date for next year. And I know we're going to gain some significant momentum out of this event this week.
That's fantastic. So you got these two events. Rico, when you and your crew put together Splash 3 Foundation, obviously you probably didn't realize it would grow this fast and how amazing it's been. But what are you looking for in the future? What do you want to do with Splash 3 as you do these two events and you're doing what you're doing? But do you see growth there? Do you want to do something else too?
We do. We want to continue our center of excellence around golf, because that's part of the Tucson DNA, mm-hmm. and we can play it all year round, so right. that makes it good. But we also want to be a contributing partner in other charity events. So we've part of the funds that we raise outside of the golf tournament, we now want to be able to go to other charities and say, here, let us help you out. Because we know money is what drives a lot of that level of support that they need. And so the foundation wants to grow in that capacity. And, you know, we want to explore what it feels like to be a bigger 501c3
right.
As we move. And as Ray indicated, we want to put our events on the calendar so that everybody's looking forward to the event and then how we support the charities that we're partnering with.
Ray, you got your work cut out for you here. You need to talk to some guy named Colonel Rico Cesar Rodriguez and see if we can't get some support for a scholarship for the MLK tournament. That would be great to have you guys come out on the court and give a scholarship to some of the kids that are involved in that program.
That'll be a conversation we'll have in about 3 minutes. In about 3 minutes, me and the boss sit there and discuss that.
That's
but that's the thing that we talked about. I mean, not only do we take care of the golf tournament, we have our own foundation, and the reason why we raise funds for our foundation so that none of the administrative costs can be put towards the golf
right.
tournament, so all the 100% of the proceeds that come from the golf tournament go towards the charities.
That's awesome.
So that's our main goal, to make sure that 100% of the proceeds go towards the charities.
Yeah.
And so we do a lot of work to try to make sure that we have, well, Rico does a lot of work to make sure we have funds for the Splash 3 Foundation for our administrative funds.
That's
another
great.
Thing is that everybody on the board is a volunteer. No one get paid.
Yeah. You're gonna make so much money. You're gonna have to go full time, Rico, and come back out of retirement.
We are totally okay with that. We'll be able to pay the president and the
come out of retirement. I like to go back to work. That's all you need, right?
I have a big boss, and I'm not sure that's gonna play very well.
Well, just pay the PR guy.
Yeah, there you go. Well, again, we want to thank both of you and your board members and the folks that are participating for your service to our country and what you've done to keep us free and support these young men and women of Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. It's a huge thing in Tucson, obviously. It's right there in the thick of everything, and it is part of that the thing that makes Tucson unique and different.
Yep.
And so we're glad that we were able to capture you and keep you in Tucson after
yes.
you retired. So we thank you for your service. And we thank you for what you're doing for Splash 3 Foundation. Again, the golf tournament is next Friday, a week from today at 9 o'clock
9:30 shotgun start.
9:30 shotgun start. Yep. So if you want to help, it's Rico at splash3foundation.com.
At splash3.com.
Splash3.com. Rico at splash3.com if you want to get involved. Thank you both for coming in today, and good luck with the tournament, and thanks for what you do for the community.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it, and this is awesome.
Yes.
We'll be back after a word from our great sponsors. This is Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. It was great to have Colonel Rico Rodriguez from the Air Force and Ray Smith from the Air Force. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was really cool.
So we're going to go out and see them next Friday for their golf tournament and see all those airmen out there having fun at Star Pass. Speaking of service to our country, one of the great services that is one of the big five is the Marines. And so we have a wonderful young man here, Sergeant Miguel Avila. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's great to have you here on Jump in Tucson, and you're here because you are the local representative for a fantastic organization started in 47, kind of an idea of a husband and wife team that thought that they could make a difference in the community in Southern California. Bill Hendricks and his wife Diane started something. They took a few dolls and gave them to some kids, and wow, a few short years later here, we have almost 80 years now, we have something called Toys for Tots, and everybody is familiar with the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program, and you're the local organizer and representative of that. That's your current, you're a Marine, you're dressed as a Marine today, and so you are a Marine first, but you got the gig to be the coordinator of the Toys for Tots campaign here in Tucson, right?
Yes, I did.
And so tell us a little bit about what your duties are. Well, first off, how long have you been in the Marines?
Been in for about 5 years now.
Great. How long are you going to stay? Are you going to do a 20-year gig, or how long do you think you're going to be in the Marines?
I'm not exactly too positive how long I'm going to go for, but...
As long as you can, and yeah, tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm about to... I mean, when I finish my contract, I'll be at 10 years, so see how I feel after that.
Well, we hope you stay. We thank you for your service so far, and we hope you stay. You're a delightful young guy.
Thank you, sir.
So the Toys for Tots is a project where people donate toys to give to needy families in their area. And in Tucson, we have a very robust Toys for Tots program. As a point of personal privilege, Jim Livengood was the athletic director at the U of A for 16 years. And for 12 of those years, I ran the Jim and Linda Livengood Toys for Tots golf tournament. And we raised lots of money and lots of toys for kids for those 12 years that we did that tournament. Having companies donate toys, having individuals donate toys. So we got somebody else in the studio here with us. He loves to talk on the radio. He's so Carlos Delgado. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you've been on the Jump in Tucson before, but we had you outside of the studio. This is your first time of being in front of a microphone, and so I'm going to intimidate you a little bit and say, tell us what Tidy Up does for, what is Tidy Up? Tell me what that is.
Well, we're a yard cleaning business.
That's great. And you go out and clean people's yards. People call you and they say, my yard needs to be cleaned up. And boom, you go out and do it with your crews.
Yes, that's what we do.
Yeah, and you've been doing that for about 4 years now, right?
We're finishing we're about to come to the end of our third year.
Third year.
Starting January will be our fourth year.
Well, congratulations on that success. You know, Jump in Tucson celebrates success. And so we're just really excited for you and your company. And you're just growing. Every year you seem to be growing. And you're more and more customers and doing good work in that. Well, you did something unique in order to give back to the community. You've been giving back to the community a lot. You've been supporting Coaches for Charity, the Ross Gruch Cougar Classic, the MLK Tournament, the CCAP Bowl-a-thon, all these things that you've been supporting for us. We thank you for that. But you've also jumped in to support Toys for Tots as well. So what did you do over the last couple of weeks when you were cleaning up people's yards? You were asking them for something. What'd they give you?
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, like you said, we've been giving back to quite a bit of organizations. And during the Christmas time, what other better way than the Toys for Tots? So I put out a flyer to our current customers, and I asked them if they would wish to donate, which they were all thrilled to, because you know Toys for Tots is a well-recognized name.
Right.
So we show up. They know the time, day and time we're going to show up, and then they'll come out with a bag of toys and books And here we are. We're here to deliver them today.
Yeah. So right outside the studio, we've got a table set up with a bunch of toys and books and arts and crafts and puzzles and all sorts of wonderful toys. And plus, you also are given a big thing that was pretty big, and we took a picture of you holding a big thing and handing it to Sergeant Avila. What else did you give?
Yeah, well, yeah, the... A lot of, like you said, toys and books were courtesy from our amazing customers and the business. We delivered a check for $1,000 for the Toys for Tots program.
That's amazing, Carlos, to see your little company grow so fast and to be able to make that kind of a donation early on in your... This is what Jumpin' is about, success, and you sharing your success with the community. So thank you for your donation of toys and for the check. And so, Sergeant Avila, last year, Tucson donated... hundreds and hundreds of toys. And so how many total toys were distributed last year by your group?
Last year, it was around 28,000.
Yeah, 28,000, affecting about 26,000 children probably.
Yes.
In that range. And so how this works is that you work with lots of organizations, churches, yep, businesses, fraternal organizations, golf tournaments, all sorts of people that are like Carlos's company, collecting toys for you. And there are some drop-off points at many businesses, churches, banks, all sorts of places where you can drop off toys. And then you and your team collect these toys and warehouse them, and then are the main distributor of toys to organizations who in turn help you distribute these toys to the needy families, right?
Yes, it is.
And how many people in from the Marines are you're it, but do you have some helpers that help you do this, right?
Yes, so where I'm at, it's about 12 of us, and the reservists help us as well.
Right.
It's mainly us at the INI that try and do everything.
You guys,
the help of volunteers as well.
You guys are full-time Marines, and so you're doing this as, this is your assignment for right now, is to coordinate this. But there are reservists to come out and help you on their weekends or whatever they're doing to come in and do that. So how long have you been the coordinator of Toys for Tots?
Just this year.
This is my, your first year.
Brand new, so learning experience.
Are they going to give you this again? Do they talk to you yet about, can you do it again next year, or do you know yet?
I probably won't do it next year, just right, because like my regular... MOS is, I'm 0111, so I'm admin. So
okay,
it's very busy,
right?
So it's probably gonna be someone else.
So you got to train them up this year so that they can take over next year. Yeah. And where do you warehouse these toys when you know you're collecting them? You can collect them all year long, but you know when you start collecting them in October and November, they're not given out until Christmas time. Where do you warehouse all these toys?
So what? First, well, in October, we'll start looking for a warehouse, like contacting different gentlemen and women.
Companies that have warehouses.
That see if they are able to donate to us.
Right.
But if not, we just have them at our office for now. And then
can barely get to your desk because there's toys stacked everywhere. Yeah.
But this year, I was able to get a warehouse out in town, the Northgate Plaza Center.
Oh, great. So great.
Definitely been a
big
help.
See, you've only been doing this 1 year and you've already expanded the reach by going out and getting a business owner to give you some space so you can store these toys. And it's a pretty robust program and pretty big responsibility for you, right, to kind of oversee all of this?
Yes, it is.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night with visions of of toys coming to get you in the middle of the night? It's crazy, yeah.
Just the stress and just trying to make sure I get all the toys.
Yeah. Well, it's really important, you know, that... as in this time and season and so forth, there's so many little kids and so many families. We just here on the station did Lugo Charities did their bike in the box. They raised $35,000 and they're going to give away 500 bikes tomorrow morning at the Elks Lodge. They're going to give them out to about, I think Jesse said, maybe 30 or 40 different organizations come by and get the bikes and take them out. And just last Wednesday, and thanks to Carlos and some other donors, we just distributed 155 Thanksgiving food boxes. So this is the time when people that have something can share something with somebody else. This is a good time of year, and Toys for Tots is a good organization to do that. So Carlos, congratulations on $1,000 donation and what you do with your company, and we appreciate what you do for the community. You're amazing.
Thank you, and we couldn't be doing it without our amazing customers.
Amazing customers.
Big thanks to them.
And Sergeant Avila, we want to thank you for your service to our country and your dedication for, what, maybe 5 more years in the Marines for sure, and maybe a little longer. Maybe we can convince you to stay in and do your good work. And so thank you for coordinating the Toys for Tots drive.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Great. We'll come back after the break, and we got one more little segment to talk about, another charity that's going to have something coming up, which Carlos is involved in, another bowl-a-thon coming up, and we'll tell you about that and give you some information on that. You're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. If you haven't done it yet, donate a toy to Toys for Tots so that we can make sure everyone has a great Christmas. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. With me this segment is our partner, producer, my partner in Ackerley Advertising and in Jump in Tucson, William Ackerley. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ed.
And we fondly call her our CEO, but she is my executive assistant, and she is a master's student at the University of Arizona, and she's in her final year of, now it's going to be the final 6 months, 7 months of her education at the University of Arizona, a Tucson native, Marana resident, but a University of Arizona Wildcat, and now working for Ackerley Advertising. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
Good to have you here again. Thanks for all you did yesterday and what you've been doing this morning. We got up early, and we're on our way again for another busy day. Well, we've had Splash 3 Foundation Golf Tournament talking about their event coming up next Friday, which is a Star Pass golf tournament where they're going to have 180 golfers raising money to get toys and other things for transition service people who are at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, but others who need some help during this time. What a great organization that is. It's great to talk to Rico, who I've known for many years, and Ray, who I'm involved with many charities on. It's great to have them on the air with us. And then we just talked to Carlos Delgado and Sergeant Miguel Avila from the U.S. Marines and the Toys for Tots program. So let's just keep it going. Let's keep this train a-going. No pun intended, with the Toys for Tots logo as a little toy train. So let's keep this train a-going. And let's talk a little bit, Bill, about the upcoming Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon for Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention, which takes place Saturday, January 11th, which your daughter, is Hunter, who's our producer, who helps us get our guests. She's one of the key people behind this. So tell us a little bit about the bowl-a-thon and what's going to be happening there.
Okay, well, the charity started as a dream by my daughter back when she was a senior in high school. Her and her best friend, when they saw that they were graduating, one was going to the U of A, one was going to ASU. Well, what can we do? And they decided to start this charity, Cervical Cancer Awareness and Prevention. They both had people in their family that had cervical cancer. And so they put this together, and their idea was to help places that don't really have the protection in place. And as over the course of time, they've really done a good job. I'm so proud of my daughter for what she's done. And she has expanded it to a worldwide program. They've gone to Mexico, in the central part of Mexico, and given classes and demonstrations on how to test for cervical cancer. And also they've been to Africa. They've been to several countries in Africa, which when they go on these trips, Dad is at home worrying about whether or not they're going to be safe or not. But they have the courage of lionesses, and they go out and visit these countries, and they help the midwives, and they help the nurses learn how, and the people themselves, how to test for the signs of cervical cancer at home, using household items and stuff like that. So it's really something to be proud of. And we decided to add a bowl-a-thon to the Coaches for Charity thing to help them with their cause. They're going to try to go to Africa again this summer. They haven't announced that yet. I probably shouldn't say that. But we're trying to raise money in advance to get back to some African countries and help out there.
Great. So we have a bowl-a-thon coming up. Of course, Coaches for Charities was established 15 years ago. Myself and Janet Hare from the DoubleTree created a charity called Coaches for Charity. We do the Martin Luther King basketball tournament, which we'll be talking about here in another couple of shows. That's on, obviously, January 20th, which is Martin Luther King Day. We helped Dale Lopez and the 49th annual, 47th annual Ross Grouge Cougar Classic basketball tournament for elementary and junior middle school kids. We have our really important bowl-a-thon that you do in the summertime for getting schools sporting equipment, and that the proceeds from that, we've helped four schools now get new equipment and things for their PE programs and after school programs. We also have probably one of our biggest events is the high school kickoff classic, which is a football, high school football kickoff 0 week. And then we also have that we just completed last Wednesday, the distribution of Thanksgiving food boxes to 155 families at seven different schools in the southwest quadrant of the city. So Coaches for Charity is out there doing lots of things. Now we've added this bowl-a-thon as another event. It takes place Saturday, January 11th. What location this year?
Yeah, we were over on the location over on River Road, but they had that storm damage to the bowling alley there. So we moved it over to Speedway, which is the Lucky Strike Bowl on 4015 East Speedway. And that's a great place. So that's where we have grade school kids sporting equipment bowl-a-thon in the summer as well. It's a really nice place, and they're really accommodating.
Yeah, and it's 10 a.m. to noon kind of a
10
thing.
10 a.m. to noon on a Saturday, so you can come over, have some fun. If you buy a foursome, or you can go up to six people on a lane, it's $250, and that gets you a free pizza and free soda as well. Plus, we're also going to have 50-50 raffle and auction items. As a matter of fact, if we get to it, I'll make a plea for auction items.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, it's great to have companies donate stuff, especially if you're a OBGYN organization and you are dealing with cervical cancer awareness and so forth within your practice, or you know of a medical facility that wants to help in a unique and different way, especially around the world, you know, maybe they could donate a silent auction item. They could make a donation to that. We could increase that funding to get them over to Africa to help with this. So what kinds of things are you looking for silent auction items?
Well, it's funny you should mention the OBGYNs and the gynecologists and the obstetricians. I'm working on a direct mail piece directly to them, and the outside is a bowling pin, and it says "Strike Out Cervical Cancer." And so we're making a direct plea to the medical doctor and the medical people to try to understand what cervical cancer awareness and prevention is about. So, but yeah, we're looking for anything that would be popular at an auction. You know, we get hotel rooms, we get resorts, we got a football that. No, I'm kidding. It has possession of a football that was kicked by Tyler Loop, and so I was making a plea.
62 yards, yeah. It was kicked 62 yards, and I have possession of it, so, and I'm not giving it up. I'm telling you that. Yeah. Tyler, if you're listening, God bless you, because that was a great, I got that yesterday as a gift from Tyler, who was in my class. He brought in the football, a 62-yard field goal football. So
Carlos, who was just here, he donated pre-emergence. It's $150 value to spray for weeds. So the businesses that we work with, the businesses that we know here in Tucson, the success stories are the ones that are donating and helping with the auctions.
Right. So if you have a restaurant, you have a retail store, you have some gift certificates that someone gave you for Christmas and you don't know what to do with, and you want to donate them to a good cause, they can get a hold of us at jumpintucson.com, get a hold of us at Ackerly Advertising, and we'll forward that on to Hunter and her team at CCAP, because cervical cancer awareness and protection is an important thing. So that, again, that bowling bowl-a-thon takes place Saturday, January 11th at Lucky Strike Bowl. Hunter Ackerley, one of our producers and helps us get our guests for Jump in Tucson, is one of the key people in that 501c3. We had a couple of 501c3s today on the air. We had Toys for Tots. We had Splash 3 Foundation. Now we have CCAP, Cervical Cancer Awareness Program. And then, of course, the mothership is Coaches for Charity, which we do a lot of this under the umbrella of Coaches for Charity, of giving back to the community. I just want to thank everybody for their generosity during this time of year when so many things are being asked of so many people. We realize that we ask many times. I do want to just mention one time, I will use his name, Jim Livengood, once told me when we were raising money for the Toys for Tots tournament, I said, you probably hate it when you see Ed Ackerley coming into your office because you're going to ask, you know, what does he want now? And he said, no, we know that when we give it to you that it goes to the place it's supposed to be. So we're glad that we do that. Coming up on Monday, we have Wonder for the University of Arizona and then Ted, Grant, and Tom during the week and Success Stories next Friday. If you'd like to be on Jump in Tucson, go to jumpintucson.com. Jump in Tucson is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising. Hey, we're from Bustos Media here at KVOI. We hope that you jump in Tucson.